Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Mem Beis. Welcome to the world of Elu Treifas. This is a unique world in all of Shas. You know, every perek is really a different world, but there are a few prakim in Shas which are really unique in that area, and they stand out when people go by. Oh yeah, did you ever learn this perek, that perek? There are a few prakim in Shas that are unique in terms of their challenging nature to try to understand it in the ways that Chazal wanted us to understand it. So Elu Treifas stands there, maybe with Ezeo Neshech, maybe with a couple of other prakim, but this is Parakira in certain ways, but maybe that's different. But either way, here we go. Elu Treifas. This parak is all about the treifas that appear in an animal. If you remember, this connected to the first two prakim we said. The Meiri, again, beginning of this parak, lists off all the different topics of this mesechta. So it's orderly, very orderly. The first two prakim are all about the halachas of shechita. So once you talk about shechita, you got to talk about if the animal, even if you shechted it or not, are there other problems with the animal? That's the first part of this parak, which is all the list of treifas within an animal. The end of the parak is all about kosher and non-kosher animals. That's related to treif, is what we call treif. And then, as we'll see in the coming parakim, the fourth parak is all about whether shechita works on a fetus. And after shechita, we continue with the fifth parak of shechting the mother and the daughter on the same day, kisi adam, which is the gemar, maisa shechita, and then we get into hilchas kashrus with gedanasha. Okay, so elu treifas bebehema. So a couple of words of introduction. There are a number of lists in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, how many treifas are there? The Mishnah here does not have a number, but if you look on the bottom of the Amud, which we'll get to by Hashem soon, it says 18. Second to last the line, Elu Shmona Esrei Treifas, Shenemer Lemoshe Misinai. 18 treifas. If you look on Tamara's Daf for a minute, we'll see on the fifth line on Tamara's Daf, Ches Treifos Yesh. There are 8. Are there 18? Are there 8? The Rambam lists off 70. Treifas. The Meiri lists off, the Chinuch lifts off 72 treifas. So obviously there are what we would call avos and toldos. 8 is what Tamar's daf, what most assume are the avos of the treifas, and everything else is in those categories. Those 8, as we'll see tomorrow, which are Nekuva, Psuka, Netula, we'll talk exactly what they are tomorrow, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch with a mnemonic. With the mnemonic, how to remember the 8 are, if you look in Simon Chavtes, Shmona Mine Treifas V'Simanehem, Shmona Mine Treifas Hein, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'Simanam Dan Chenek Nefesh. Right, it's not as famous as the Yad Shach Adam, but Dan Chenek Nefesh. So maybe we'll talk in a minute if there's any significance to that phrase. But those are the 8, the abbreviation for the 8, for the 8 Treifas. Number 1. Number 2, if we sometimes we're gonna be caught up in nitty gritty anatomy of halachas, and this is where I want to thank Ellie Kleinman for giving me the new art scroll Chelek Beis last Shabbos, which has all the beautiful new color pictures of all the animals, and even on today's daf it was very helpful in terms of seeing all the different types of stomachs of the animals. So I want to thank him. And anybody who has, there are many picture books out there, the Sichas Chulin and the other Tmunei Chol, so whatever picture books anyone has to help out, you know, Baruch Hashem, we are visual learners, and the pictures help. But sometimes throughout this parak, even today, we might think we're in some nitty-gritty of anatomy. What do I need to know this for? So we could think that in the back of our minds, this is a kiyum d'oraisa, what we're doing, of something, a mitzvah that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, before the summer. And that is, the Rambam, and the Chinuch follows him, paskins that it's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa to be bodek the simanim. Bodek, to check to see if an animal is kosher or not. The Rambam counts separate mitzvahs. I'll read it to you from the Chinuch in Kufnun Gimel. Not just the isra of eating treif, but a mitzvah asei d'oraisa to make sure, to check the simanim. Shenitzavinu livdok simani behema v'chaya kishenir tzalechol mehem. It's a mitzvah for us to check the simanim of animals when we want to eat from them. Vehemalas gir v'shasa shesa. To make sure that it has split hooves and chews its cud. And it goes through all of the all of the details. And then he quotes a separate mitzvah, the Kufnun Gimel, and following the Rambam. Again, to check the Bedika Simani Dagim, it's a separate one of the 613. Bedika Simani Shratzim Chagavim, the grasshoppers, to check the signs of the grasshoppers. It's a separate mitzvah Seder Raisa. The Ramban argues in the Rambam, what are you talking about? It's an Isser to eat treif. So you don't eat treif, so you have to check the Simani. But to say it's a mitzvah, a 3? Mitzvah Aseh Daraisis to be bodek. So the Chinuch himself notes the problem. V'hineni lo chasachti iti mitzov divrei Harambam zechron l'vracha b'kan. I did not withhold my pen from following the Rambam, says the Chinuch, like I always do. Shechashav hamikra hazeh l'mitzvah Aseh. Mipnei she'yadati barosh dvarai l'chtova mitzvah Aseh d'shechashvam. I decided I'm going to pass like the Rambam. Im heyos libi ne'echaz v'inyin zeh, as far as Haramban. Even though my heart is pulled into the svara of the Ramban in this case, who says that it's not a, why should it be a separate mitzvah say? Shekasav shein roi shenimne bedika simani tarbe behemas mitzvah. Why? Because it's just to make sure that you don't violate. But I pass it like the Rambam, because that's what I do. And the Chinuch even says, unbelievable, even if the Rambam doesn't say these words beferish, but the Chinuch does, if somebody eats an animal without checking, let's say I go to a store, and I don't, if it's a store that I know everything's kosher, then there's nothing to talk about. But this is, as we mentioned in the mitzvah shir then, it could be a kiyum daraisa. At least partially, every time I check for a kosher sign on any food, that's a kiyum daraisa of this mitzvah. Let's say I ate something without checking, and it turned out to be kosher. Says the Chinuch, it's a bitul asay. Even if it turned out to be kosher. Says the Chinuch, v'nuheges b'chamakom b'chozman, it's knowing always b'sarim of the kevus, v'yahover aleha, v'lo badak, ela sharas basimin echad. Unbelievable. You're mevatel the mitzvah, even though you ate kosher. You're mevatel the mitzvah, say. So it could be that as we go through every one of these details, most of us are not butchers. Most of us don't work in schlacht houses. But, so we never get, when are we going to get to fulfill this mitzvah? Okay, on a partial level, when we check the song, we see if the meat is kosher in the store. But it could be that learning Eilat Shreifus is also a partial kiyum of this mitzvah. Lahavdil, ben atami ben atar, ben atar lecha, le'en atar lecha. We'll talk about all the different psukim later on, but that could be part of a partial mitzvah related to that mitzvah of the chinuch in mitzvah kufnun gimel. Okay, two other points of introduction before we get into the act. The Rambam this is one of the major sugyas we mentioned before, the different numberings of the treifas. The Rambam says, and this is a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shchita at the end of Perek Yud, Ve'ein lahosif al treifas elu klal. We can't add on to the 8/18/70 treifas, whatever the Chazal and the Rishonim tell us. Shekol sheyera lebehema olachaya olaof chutz me'elu shemanu chach me'adaras Rishonim. Everything that happens to an animal besides the ones that are listed. V'hiskimu alein batei dina Yisrael efshar shetichya. It's possible that they will live. Well, we didn't define the word treifa yet, so we'll have to get to that. V'yafilu noda lanu miderech harefua she'ein sof alichyos. Even we know if it's going to die, if it's not on the list, it's not called the treifa in halacha. V'chein elu shemanu v'amru she'ein treifa. And even the ones that, the opposite, if they say they are treifas. Afo pi she'yira biderekei harefua she'biyadenu she'miksasat einem emisin v'yefshe she'dech yimehen. And we see that they might live today, ones that are on the treifa list. Treifus is one of the areas of halacha that this is what Chazal say, even if our medical science seems to say otherwise, seems to say no, it lives even though it's on the list, or it doesn't live even though it's not on the list, it doesn't matter. It's not a treifa. It's only a treifa elamashamanu chachamim. It's based on a gemara later on in the parak, where one of the amoraim has something that it doesn't think is a treifa, and they say no, it doesn't matter. This is what Chazal say. And this is a big discussion in the Achronim, a little bit in the Rishonim. That is, do we say Nishtanu Ativim in this context? Do we say, it was Treifas then, it's not Treifas now? But either way, the halacha doesn't change. Only the Treifas that are listed by the Chazal are what we hold. Rav Dessler, I don't have it here, but Rav Dessler and Chelik Dalin and Mechtam Elio has a footnote, which we mentioned before, where he talks about three areas in halacha, where he says, even though it looks like Chazal weren't clear, Chazal didn't know, medical science, afal pikin, the halacha doesn't change. And we have to be machmer, and it could be that there's a deeper meaning of Chazal. And sometimes Chazal give us one reason for something, even though there are 35 reasons for it. And even if that one reason doesn't apply, the other 34 reasons apply. The three examples he gives are certain treifas which are not lethal, which Chazal assumed are lethal, or vice versa, the one that we're talking about here. And the other two, if you remember, are, one of them is the Gemara in Shabbos about killing lice on Shabbos. The Gemara talks about kinim. The Gemara says you're allowed to kill a kina on Shabbos. Why? Einan parin v'ravin. It doesn't reproduce in the normal way. Because the Gemara seems to assume that lice or types of fruit flies are nivra from the rot, from the sweat, whatever it is. That's what they assume. They're not parin v'ravin, and therefore there's no way to kill them on Shabbos. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to assume. That's what some Rishonim seem to say beferish. As quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Dessler says, we know that the bugs don't come from the rotting fruit. They're just drawn to the rotting fruit, but they do are reproduced like all the other beings in life. So what? The halacha doesn't change, and we're not supposed, we can't kill lice on Shabbos. Is it a daraisa? Is it a rabbana? But either way, it could be that even when Chaz A, it could be that there are other reasons that we don't know about. Or number two, it could be that when Chazal say ain't a part of a oven, it doesn't literally mean ain't a part of a oven. It means it doesn't look like it's part of a oven, and that's good enough for the halacha. That's the second thing. Did he talk about shreifas? Sorry? So you cannot. Right, the halacha doesn't... we have to be machmir, right. Mi ekra, then you should be able to kill them on Shabbos, in Achinami. We're machmir, just to be safe. But it's not... What?
Gnats.
What about gnats? It's a good... if it depends how much they're bothering. Depends how much if they're painful. But if they're not painful, there's not really too many hetair. Okay, but you're right. Mikra did, it should be mutter. But the Shulchan Aruch said it's mutter. Yeah, what I'm saying, maybe it's better not to, just to be safe. But for sure not a chatas. Number two. And the third area that he talks about is the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak in Pesachim. And that's the end of the second parak, right before right before Elu Ovrin. And that's the Gemara of Mayim Shalanu. Halacha of leaving water overnight that we use for baking the matzahs. So why is that? So the Gemara seem to assume because the river overnight is warmer in the morning. Why? Because the sun, the way the Rishonim explain it, was that the sun goes under the horizon overnight and therefore warms the rivers, because the rivers are on top of the sun overnight, and that's why the rivers are warmer, and therefore it's going to cause chshash chimutz. So that's why you have to leave out water that you're going to bake with matzahs with the next day. Big sugya, what about tap water? We assume that you should take out tap water also. But again, we know that's not happening. The sun's not going under the horizon and warming the rivers. So, again, it might be other reasons why. But either way, that's what we do, Bizanas, as well, in terms of Mayim Shalanu. So Rav Dessler has an important footnote in Chelek Dalet, in Mechtam Eliyahu, where he talks about these three areas. Shreifas, killing Kinim on Shabbos, and Mayim Shalanu, where he says, even though these three do not seem to apply based on our science today, it doesn't matter, the halacha should not apply, A, because there might be other reasons that we don't know about. Like the Vilna Gaon says, for every Din D'Rabbanan, there's 100 reasons, which we only know one. For example, Yatav Sheni, he talks about. And so, number one, there might be other reasons. Number two, even the reason given, it might have a different, deeper understanding than how we understand it. And therefore, even the reason given might be different. I just saw one thought in the Margolius HaShas related to this, and that is, maybe all this helps explain the Rashi Tevis. Dan Chenek Nefesh, what does that mean? Maybe if Chazal says something, that determines if it's a treifa or not. Don't look at medical science, look at Chazal. Done. Once Chazal or Don on this animal, and they say it's a treifa, chenek nefesh. The nefesh is nechnak. It's strangled, it's dead. So that's the abbreviation of Don chenek nefesh. Don, once Chazal or Don on it, that's machria the emes. Fine. One final point, and then we start the Mishnah. It's all by way of introduction, because much of today is just a number of lists of treifas, as we're going to have in many of the dafim coming up. One final point. Where are treifas? What's the source of treifas in the Torah? So Pashas is a pasuk in Sefer Shmos that the Rambam quotes in Losasei Kuf Pei Aleph 181, Shehizhiranu Me'achol Treifa. Don't eat treifa. So the Rambam has 25 lines where he talks about what the pashas of this pasuk is. It's not these treifas on the list. The pashas of the pasuk is not treifa. Says the Rambam, Amna pshara kasu v'kamoshu niskar b'mechilta v'amram diber kasu b'hove. Basa basada treifa. If there's an animal in the wild that got ripped apart by a lion, by a wolf, by a fox, by any doe race animal, that's the pashas of a treifa. You can't eat those because you have to assume those are not kosher. Ubasar shebasada treifa hu ulaficha lo tochal oso. Ratzalomar shekol basar kiven sheyatza chutz lemechitza so nasek a treifa. It went out in the field. It's like a treifa. We're going to learn later on if the animal sticks out its hands before and then you chef the mother, that part of the animal is also called a treifa. It's not where it's supposed to be. So a treifa out in the field is not where it's supposed to be. Or the Rambam continues, if you have kachim that went chutz la'azara, That's the status of a treifa. A Basar Pesach outside the Chabura. These are all different examples of treifa. But then the Rambam says at the end, Aval habehema v'hachaya shehischadish ba achas min hatreifos hamikubalos. Right, if one of the treifas from Elu Treifas in Chulin, hine achilasa asura afilu nishchata karoi. As we know, even if it had a proper shechita, it's still not kosher. You can't eat it. Umishashachla shechita kshera v'yachal mibsara. And then the Rambam has the difficult line: if somebody eats from an animal that had it, one of these treifas, that had a proper shechita, one of these treifas, he ate from it, loke midrabanan. That's the Rambam's lawash. Loke midrabanan. Kfar hisbaru atreifas ha'heim b'shlishi michulin. The Rambam learned Elu Treifas. I'm doing later the treifas. Just derech agav, right? The anatomy of the Middle Ages. My father points this out in a couple of his articles. Anatomy of the Middle Ages. A lot of it was based on anatomy of animals. They didn't have so much human anatomy dissection. So that a lot of times, so if you look at certain middle age texts, a lot of what they're describing about human anatomy is based on the animal anatomy, and it could be that they didn't have it perfectly correct. Not the Rambam, but others. The Rambam was ahead of his time in all areas. But some of the non-Jewish texts might have had certain models from animals, even though they weren't exactly parallel to humans. That might have affected certain mitzius that they felt. But the Rambam here says, if the Rambam was a doctor, he learned anatomy. But says the Rambam here, the Sefer HaMitzvos, if somebody eats from one of the treifas that had a kosher shechita, it is lo kemidrabanan. The Ramban cannot believe this. The Ramban says this whole parak is really drabanans. It's daraisis. That's what I'm talking about. So one has to understand. The Ramban argues on the Rambam in Shoresh Beis. So the pashtus is what one has to understand is that it's an issa daraisa with malchus drabanan. Because all of these, as we'll see, we didn't mention this yet, but the Gemara is going to say all of treifas are halacha l'moshe b'sinai. It's all of treifas. Chazal didn't come up with them. They're all halacha l'moshe b'sinai. So halacha, what does the Rambam say? Loked, the Rambam doesn't say you violate an issa drabanan. He just said if you eat one of the treifas with a proper shechita, it's loked drabanan. So it's a malchus drabanan, even though it's an issa daraisa. So that is all, just to keep in mind, that machlokes, it might have ramifications in terms of the level of tarfus. Okay, that is all background for our perek. Now we get into our perek. Here we go. Elu treifas bebehema. The following in the Mishnah are listed 18. 18 treifas of a behema. Nekuvas aveshet. So the first two we discussed a little bit in the first couple of prakim. If the veshet, if the esophagus, which is the food pipe, if that has any tiny little hole in it, so that is treifa. Upsukas hagargeres. If the gargeres, the other pipe, the trachea, the windpipe, if that is nifsak, psukas, if it is cut, not if it has a little hole. Little hole is not a problem. We learned the food pipe, the veshet is more, even just a little nekev. Psukas means if it's split. Psukas agageres, so that is a treifa. Two. Before we even get further, every one of the treifas listed after now is singular. Nikev. Only the first two on the list are nekuvas and psukas, or even of lashon nekeva. So it sounds like it's including more. Why do these two have a double lashon of nekuvas and psukas? That's the Slach's question right here, the Noda Behuda. Why does it have it as if it's including something more? Why is it in lashon rabin? So if you look in the Slach, he has one answer where he discusses. Let me just find the Slach here. So the Slach says, right here, why is it? Yesh lo daktik b'shini halashon. Tabarak tarati amar nekuvas aveshet. Upsukas hagargeres. Lama lo amar nikev aveshet v'nifsak hagargeres. So why is it? So the Slach answers based on a Taz. The Taz says that if an animal is nivra minukav, this is in Yoredea Mem Gimel Beis, Hilchos Treifas. No, if it's nivra minukav, that's not called nekev. Nekev, by definition, is if it was shalem and it got a hole. But if it was nivra minukav, that's not called nekev. That's the Taz. Ask the Noda Behuda. What do you mean? Have we said Asher Yatzar recently? Uvaravo nekavim. You're telling me it's not called a nekev? If it was nivra that way, it's only a nekev is only if it was whole and then it got a nekev. Unless you can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceptually created us. He created our nekavim. He created us with nekavim. Right, so the Slach is bothered. So the Slach answers, maybe there's a difference between Nekev and Nikev. Nikev is, it got it. It got a hole. Nekev can exist even by Bishas HaBriah. So The Sfach says maybe that's the double lashon of nekuvas, to try to include, when it comes to these psulim, nekuvas haveshet, and psukas argeret says even if it was nivra with it. Even if it was nivra with it. Right? Nikev, later one, the other ones are only if it got a nekev afterwards. That's why it says nikev. Nekuvas is a more inclusive lashon to include, even if it was born with it, it's still a trefa of nekuvas haveshet. Does this have any ramifications, lemaisa, outside? So I think this has to do with a machlokas that we've quoted many times in the past, and that's the machlokas about using plastic cups on Shabbos for Kiddush. What does Rav Moshe say? If you remember the tshuva that we've discussed, Rav Moshe says, one second, let me get it here. Rav Moshe says in Arachayim Chil, Gimel Simel Amites, Bidvar Kosos Miniyar, Im Kasher LeKiddush. And again, I would love to see two questions I'll throw out there. Hopefully if somebody could email or let us know. Number one, would Rav Moshe say his shita by the gorgeous hard plastic things that could last a long time today? Rav Moshe's talking in 1968, where they probably had, talking about Dixie cups. Right, and that's where his shita is, in Kosas Miniyar, paper cups, Im Kasher LeKiddush. So this is the famous shita of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says no, because Rav Moshe considers this a shavur. This is not a shalem, because it's made to be thrown out. So Rav Moshe says, it was created like this, but it still has the status of a shavur. That's what this has to do with the taz and the tzlach. Whether something that was created with a hole, so then could it have the status of a nekev? Not exactly the same, but it's good enough for our connection in Eilu Treifus. So Rav Moshe says you can't use it. Alma debinan shi yekos na'eh. Shara kos kazeh kashla brechaz vazim lekiddush. Vero ani shekos shel niyar shu rak l'sha'a al pam zeh levad. If it's disposable, so l'char, the svar, same svar would apply. Hu od garua de'in lo shum chashivus. Shevadai eino ro lebrechaz vazim lekiddush. Kishalek kos achar ulai yesh lahakel. Ulai yesh lahakel. Right, not ulai, not even you can be makel. Ulai yeshlam. That's the sheet of Rav Moshe that many are machmer about. Would Rav Moshe say it by all throwaways? Pashas, that's his svara, or not? But he compares it to shavur. Compares it to a kos with a broken stem. Says that Tzitzel Eliezer, Yud Beis Chav Gimel. What are you talking about? Achar bakashas hamachila. And I don't know if he meant this play on words. Eineni roe basis l'isuro. I don't see any basis for his isser. Basis ve'en ani donim shavim klal v'klar da hasem hari asi hayim itchila im basis v'lachin kishen nishbar mimenu la'achem ikam psula b'zeh mishum shavur v'lo nikra suchay kfi yisiras. If it's broken afterwards, so that's called a shavur. If it's made like this, that's not called a shavur. So he argues with Moshe. He says, you want to use the silver? Wonderful. It's hider mitzvah. But me'ikir adin, it's fine. So that's the Tzitz Eliezer. V'im kena kol zel o'shayach b'kagon kosos niyar d'nidonenu shalom nechzar me'am klum v'im ha'shabir b'b'chin ha'schay k'fi tzchilas ha'v'yasam v'ein me'mela ko pikpuk milakadish o lahavdil aleihem. That is the Tzitz Eliezer. So again, the question that we always ask is, this has to do with the Taz in terms of Nikev and Nekev. So we always, just to put the Shaila out there. So I put a word into a big post in Hilchos Shabbos this week. This week it came up, and I got an answer back that there was no source for it, but again, hopefully one day we'll find one. And that is the double cup ceremony that many do, and I've seen Rabban v'Chashuvim do it, to take two plastic cups. And I never understood. It's easier to hold? Okay, it's easier to hold. But I assume most are doing it with fear of Moshe. If you're doing it Lefi Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe says that it's a zero. So zero plus zero equals zero. And according to the Tzitz Eliezer, you don't need to. So, Tzarech Ian, but that is, relates to our sugya of the Taz and Tzlach. Okay, that has to do with the first words. So, Kuvas HaVeshev Psuchas HaGagaris double Asha. Next, Nikev Krum Shel Moach. If there was a hole in the membrane of the brain, that's Nekev, number three. That's Trefa. Nikev Halev Lebeis Chalalo. We're going to talk about this one, and that's all we're going to talk about. Then we're going to go straight. So just one more point about this one, and then the rest of the Amud is quick. But there's a lot of excitement on this phrase. Nikev alev lebeis chalalo. If the heart has a hole in it, to the inside. You know what? Let's finish the whole Mishnah, then we'll come talk about the heart again. Nikev alev lebeis chalalo. If the heart gets a hole in it. Nishbara hashidra v'nifzak achut shela. If the spinal cord gets cut. Nital hakaved v'lo nishtayir hem enoklum. If the liver is taken out. No liver. That's also all trefa. Hareya shenikpa. A lung that gets a hole. A lung that gets punctured. Osha chasra, or some of it's missing totally. Reb Shimon Omer. Acha tina kev lebeis asimponos. The lung has to be punctured through to the inside, where the inside of the lung is. That's to go all the way through. Nikva hakeva. the kava. What's the kava? It's called the maw in English, but there are four stomachs. If you look at the picture books, four stomachs that an animal has. They're all used for different functions. One, digest the food originally, and then it shoots it back up in towards it, so it could be, chews its cud, then it goes back up. Some is digested in this stomach, in that stomach, all four different stomachs, that we'll talk about, that are all spoken about in this Mishnah. So if the kava has the, has a hole, nikva hamara, if the gallbladder has a hole, nikva hadakid, if the intestines have a little hole, hakaras apnimish nikva, the inner stomach that gets punctured, osha nikra rova chitzona, or most of the outer stomach gets torn, right? The outer one just getting punctured would not be good enough, because it's an outer one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hagadola tefach vaktana baruba, if the bigger one gets ripped with a tefach size, and the small one, rov. Hemsesu besakosos, the two other stomachs, the hemsesu besakosos, shenikvu lachutz, that were punctured lachutz on the outside, that already is a trefa. Period. Next type, nafla min hagag, if an animal falls off a roof, and then what? And Rashi says, second to last skinny line, v'shachta miyad, it falls off a roof, and then you shecht it immediately. So you don't know if it was a trefa or not. You have to assume it was a trefa. You have to assume it's what's called Nisrasku Evareha. Because it fell off a roof, you don't know if it was going to live 24 hours, you don't know what type of internal organ damage occurred, and therefore it's a trefa. Nishchadamiyah, the Gemara later on says, we'll learn about it, about Hashem, in a couple of days, if it lived 24 hours, then it has a chazaka that's not a trefa. So you don't have to check. But if you didn't give it the chance to live 24 hours, so then that is considered a trefa. In that Rashi, could underline it on the first wide line, the ein tam betrefas, shahalacha lemoshe misinai haim. There's the Rashi. There's no time, there's no specific reasons. We think it's because it's not going to live, which we'll talk about, but really it's halacha moshe misinai. Good. Next line of the Mishnah. Nishtabu rov tzla oseha. Most of its ribs are broken. Derusas hazaev. A wolf clawed an animal. So we assume the Rashi says there was poison in the wolf's claws that will kill, and therefore any animal that was clawed by a wolf is a trefa. Like we have Zev Wolf. So it's a name. Some of the Dove Bear, Zev Wolf. Zev, as you remember, Zev is a wolf. Because names always go together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Jerusa Ze'ev Bedaka, but Jerusa Ribagasar. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Ze'ev will not have an effect on a very large animal. Right, it'll just be batel. So the drusa of Abe would work by a daka animal, a small animal, but you needed the drusa of an ari, of a lion, by a gasa. Drusas hanates beofadak. A nates is a type of predatory bird. A drusa, a clawed of a nates in a small bird. Who just hagaz or a gaz beofagas, and a different type of predatory bird for ofagas. Fine. These are all. If you count them all up, 18. 18 trefas listed here. Zehaklal. Then the Mishnah adds on a klal, which the Gemara will talk about what it is including. Kol she'ein kamo achaya, trefa. Anything that does not live is a trefa. What does that mean, does not live? It means that it's going to die from this illness. How fast is it going to die? So that's the machlokas we're going to see in the Gemara, whether trefa chaya or trefa ein achaya. The issue of trefa chaya, trefa ein achaya, as we'll see, Tosfos says it beferish in Maseches Sanhedrin. This is one of the big sugyas in the Achronim. Just to mention one sefer, which somebody gave me the day before I came from Eretz Yisrael. Somebody from Beit Shemesh came over and said, oh, my cousin just came out with a sefer on trefas. It's called Sefer Dover Shalom. Which I have right here. It's all on this parak. Somebody spent a lot of time studying Hilchos Trefas. The authors are Mordechai Gershon Kuber. And he writes in the Hagdama there that Chas v'Shalom, we should think this parak is just technical. Just technical going through, which even if it is, as we said, maybe it's a kiyum of that assay, of b'dikas hasasamamanim. But he says the Gemara later on is going to say we're not medamin betrefis. That doesn't mean we shouldn't think about lumdus of trefis. He says ein zos chachamenu zal, that we shouldn't think, focus on it and lumdusize it. Elosha ein ladamos chayot chius ha'ivar min asvara shatrefis nidolano b'kabala miyotzer hakol v'gila l'moshe rabenu eza maka mamisa v'eza ein mamisa avol pashutu she'ein kominiya. There's no reason not to be ma'amik u'ma'ayin v'pratim u'mitok zeh l'kashram b'chlalim. We could do our best to try to come up with lumdus, try to come up with rules and messages from trefis. Obviously, there's a lot about just animal anatomy here, but we should realize there's a lot deeper ideas here. We'll do what we can in the daf. But to realize there's a lot more here. So related to that, again, and he has 20 pages on the sugya of treifa, whether a treifa is chaya or not. Machlokas tanam, which we'll get to. But Tosfos says beferish is Sanhedrin and daf ayin ches. Even according to the Manda Amar, treifa chaya, that does not mean he's going to live forever. It just means he's going to live for 12 months, and sometime after 12 months, we'll die from this disease. But a treifa, by definition, we assume that the Mesorah tells us that the treifa is going to die from this disease, from this illness, from this problem in its body. The question is, how fast? That's the question of treifa chaya and treifa eina chaya. Okay, just getting back to one treifa, and then we'll go further. And that is, many of the achronim talk about the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. What's the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi? Fascinating tshuva. Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva as follows. It's in Simen Ayin Dalet. Hamburg, Tafsav Salmathes. Maisa Bariba Achas. There was a woman. It was a young maiden, Riba Achas, probably a teenage girl. She pascha bat tanagolas. Right, just like her mother, she was in the kitchen helping out her mother. She opened up a chicken, lahotzi bnei mea, take out her innards, bisvasa shulchan on the table, one erev of Shabbos, v'chatul echad omei lamata etzlab. There was a cat in the house. That's an important detail, which we'll see. She was opening up a chicken, there was a cat in the house, u'mitzapa lechal masha yipol arza, right, like a little dog, right, waiting on the bottom of the, to try to figure out what's going to fall down, what's shirayim. The Umra Hariba, and all of a sudden the girl comes out running to her mother. Shalomatza Lev Betarnagoles. The chicken without a heart. This is the chicken without a heart, Shiloh. Chacham Tzvi. She runs in, there was heart. The chicken didn't have a heart. The Ima Balas Atanagoles Umra. And her mother runs in and says, Shema Okor of Lavade Hushlach Alev Laurus. Maybe it fell down and the cat ate it. Va'achlo Achatul Ha'omecham. Le'echol Hanofel. The Hariba merits, no! I only threw the spleen to the cat. Right? And I never threw the heart. It was a fat, robust chicken. There was nothing wrong with it. There's no evidence that there was a damaged or ripped out heart. She was a great chicken. She ate, she drank beautifully. And she had all her chushim, b'chol oz, v'tatsumos, kol achan me'atana golas atovos. She was a perfect chicken. But this girl says there was no heart. Uba ma'isa lefnei ha-talmidim, v'hitshrifuha, mitam nitel halev. They trafed up the chicken because of nitel halev. What do you mean nitel halev? Our Mishnah just says, nikav halev. If the heart has a hole in it. But look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, even though there's one... We'll see in the Gemara, there's one inner organ that's worse if it has a hole in it and better if it's totally taken out. That's the spleen. If the spleen is totally taken out, it's kosher. If it has a hole in it, it's a treifa. But Tosfos says on the fourth skinny line, obviously, if it doesn't have a heart, that's even more of a problem. It says, V'nitel alev v'harea v'adakin lo itzrich. De'lumisni, de'bechlan nekuvim heim. That's for sure if the heart's not there. But this is the case, so the question, this girl brought it to the Beis Medrash, and the Talmidim treifed it up, chicken without a heart. It must be treif. Now it comes to the Chacham Tzvi. Right? What's the din? Yore Hamore, says the Chacham Tzvi. Come on. It didn't have a heart. Are you serious? Tshuva, Toim Kala Omrim Kain. Ki Davar Baru Lakala Sher Libo Lev. Okay, a play on words. He says, Davar Baru Hu Lakala Sher Libo Lev Chacham Bekirbo. It's borrow for anybody who has a heart in their heart, umach bekarkado, and a brain in their head. It's clear it's impossible to live without a heart. Who is this girl kidding? But what must have happened? What must be here? It must be that either it came out right beforehand, or the cat ate it. The cat ate it. Should afshadavar zeh muskal rishon ve'ein sarach raya liston pia tipshim hakofsim lahoros. Even though I don't have to say this to prevent the tipshim from saying, he says, "Look, I'll show you." And he quotes our Tosfos, and then he quotes the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas that the heart is the source of all life. If the Zohar is not against the Gemara, you pass like the Zohar. Right, the Zohar, if you have a Gemara versus a Zohar, the Beis Yosef says this. If you have a Gemara versus a Zohar, then you pass like the Gemara. But if you have a Gemara and a Zohar, they're not against each other, so then you could pass like a Zohar. Right? Why do we wash three times in the morning? Right? Not just twice. Because of a Kabbalistic source. Because of Ruach Ra. He says it again. And anybody argues as if he doesn't have a heart. And then he says, you're tole it. He says, what must be in that case? Let me get the case. He says, it must be the cat ate it. Right, the dog ate my homework, right? It's right here. The cat ate the heart. He says, Hadavar Bora Kishemesh, Tanagolas Muteres, Mibelishum Safek. No, what who answered? Ba'od, and he says, besides all this, you're telling you're gonna trust the girl? The mother says not. The mother says it can't be. Barbikal Tamim Amurim, Hailam Lasum Lev Ladina Omer. He says the mother. Av Imkein Aina Riba Namen Vakan Hari Haim Balas Atanagolas Machishta Olachola Pachos Omeris Aina Yodas. The Imkein Aina Riba Namenes. We have a chokim sham, he continues, Vanirla Nasiatika Safti, Svi Ashkenazi, Samachtes, Svaradi Tahor. And he says, and he quotes in the footnote there, that look in the Shelas Yavetz, look in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Shuvah, his son, he also discusses this, in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, and he says there, even sharper words, he says, even if two Edim would come and say, this animal didn't have a heart, you don't believe them. Either they're Edim Shakranim, but they say that means, it's just they weren't a Bodek properly. Anyway, that's the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, the chicken without a heart, based on here, Nikev Halev, and Tosfos says, Nitel Halev. Okay? That's the exciting part of today's daf. Here we go. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Now we get into the Gemara. Says Reish Lakish, Remez L'Treifa Minatar Minayin. What's the Remez? Where do you see Remez L'Treifa Minatorah? Where do you see the source for it? So the guy said, Minayin. What are you talking about? There's a pasuk. So the Pasuk says, the Rambam says that it's an extension of that Pasuk. And maybe it's not included because Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So he says, what is it? What do you mean? So the Gemara says, no. Ela remez l'treifa she'ina chaya min ha'tar minayin. No, okay, not how do you know treifa, but how do you know that treifa does not live min ha'tar minayin? How do you know that? If we have time at the end, remind me, we'll get into maybe other cases where the Zohar and the Gemara seem to argue. Hopefully we'll have time at the end. Maybe today we'll really might have 2 minutes at the end. So Ela Remez L'Treifa She'ina Chaya Minatar Minayin. So how do you know Treifa is not Chaya Minatar? Diktani Seifa, because the last line of our Mishnah. Ze'a Klal Kol She'in Kamo Achaya Treifa. The Ze'a Klal, the Mishnah says, anything that does not live, ain't Kamo Achaya, nothing like it lives Treifa, that's a Treifa. Mechal the Treifa Ein Achaya. So you know it from the last line of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Minalan. So what's the source in the Torah Shebichsav, though, for this concept of Treifa Ein Achaya? Tichziv, because the Pasuk says, Vizos Hachaya Asher Tochlu. This is the Chaya, these are the animals, the end of Shmini, that you should eat. Chaya Achol, She'ein Achaya Lo Techol. So Chaya Asher Tochlu. Those that live, you should eat. Those that don't live, we don't eat. Michal, the Treifa Lo Chaya. So that's mashma that you don't eat a treifa because a treifa is not chaya. Says the Gemara, the man d'amar treifa chaya minale. What about the man d'amar that holds treifa is chaya? What does that mean? Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, we quoted before. What about the man d'amar that says the treifa is going to live for 12 months? That's not, it's going to live forever. So it's going to live for 12 months minale. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, nafgale mi zos hachaya asher tochlu. This chaya eat. Zos hachaya achol. Chaya acheres lo techol. This chaya eat, but there might be other chayas that you shouldn't eat. Only these. Mechal the treifa chaya. So you see from that understanding that a treifa is chaya. Ask the Ramban here. Ask the Ran here. Why don't you just go out and check? Right. This is probably the most famous kasha about how could they be such a machlok as a mitzias. The Ramban and the Ran ask it right here. How can we say the Ramban's lashon? The Ramban says. Just go out to the science laboratory, take an animal that has a treifa, and see if it lives 12 months or not. So ask the Ramban. Ramban was also a doctor. A large percentage of Rishonim were doctors. So why not? So the Ramban says, Efshar shekimu min ha-treifo shehem alach l'moshe misinai pam achar pam. Maybe a couple of times they did check. And it still lived. Or they checked or it didn't live. Umatu shaloi miskaimos. There were some items that were not on the list that lived 12 months. Or the opposite. So they did check, but still they couldn't do away with their Kabbalah, says the Ramban. Meaning, this concept of treifa chaya ena chaya, even if we might not understand everything, we might think, oh, 12 months, not 12 months. So it could be that certain items, certain animals, oh, this is not what Chazal meant. The Amshul Shlomo says it only means a rov. Other Rishonim assume, no, it means all. But, you know, even by checking here is not going to help you. That's the important point of the Ramban and the Ran. That even checking here is not going to help you. This machlokas is not a machlokas in Metzius. It might have been originally about, generally, 12 months versus not 12 months. But even if science doesn't fit into our definitions, that doesn't mean we should reject our definitions. And that's what happens, says the Ramban, in the days of Chazal. Okay, so we have sources. So v'idah chayv v'zos my abelay. So what is the other, the one who says treifa ena chayv? What does he do with the source of his zos? We borrow it with the pasuk zos. We borrow it like a detanya to vei Rabbi Shmuel. He used it for this following brisa. The tana to vei Rabbi Shmuel zos achayv sher tochlu milamed. What does it mean, this chaya? It means when Hashem was telling Moshe Hilchas Kashrus, he took every animal and he says, here, this one, zos, this one, eat. This one, don't eat. This eat, this don't eat, this eat. That's what the zos means. It means it was zos, it was with clarity. Zeh, or zos, always means clarity of vision. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes the Gemara that we had back in Maseches Menachos. Tosfos quotes in deep at the bottom. Tosfos Zos Achayim Alam Yitzchak Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vadlo Chashalei Bakomets. The Gemara Menachas Adav Chavtes says there were three things that Moshe had difficulty understanding. So Moshe Hashem had to show them. Number one, the menorah, right? That's why he says Teaseh. Number two, Rosh Chodesh Hachodesh Hazelachem. And Shratzim. By Shratzim, exactly what are the Talmid the Torah Shratzim? Moshe. So the Gemara there says those three. So why doesn't it say this one also over there? Right? Or, Tosfos says, what about, by Machzor HaShekel, Matbea Shel Esh? A lot of Chazals that talk about, Hashem showed it. Okay, Tosfos figures out what the difference is between all of these. But the common denominator is, Tosfos says that Zeh, and the Gemara says, Zeh always is a reference to clarity of vision. Clarity is Zos. It's as if you're showing, not just telling over, but showing. And again, like we said before, we are visual, human beings are visual learners, not just with the brain, but it's easier if we see something. So therefore, that's why so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the kosher and the non-kosher animals. Related to this, we mentioned in the past the beautiful thought from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov writes at the beginning of Matos, where it says, 2 weeks ago, Zeh HaDavar, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem, at the beginning of Parshas Nedarim. So Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, the beginning of Parshas Matos, other Nevi'im were Misnabe Biko, Ko Amar. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that also said Zeh. Zeh HaDavar. What's the difference between Zeh and Ko, number one? And number two, why Dafke is this Chazal stuck at the end of Matos? The end of the four-fifths of the Torah. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains beautifully that generally, Nevi'im received a certain vision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gave it over in their own way. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that two Nevi'im never said over the same exact Nevu'ah, B'Signon Echad. Because why? We all are influenced by who we are. For example, if we're describing, he says, if somebody, about the financial status of a person. One person might say he's rich, one person might say he's poor, one person might say he's medium, depending on what their own financial status is. It all depends on who we are when we describe something else. So every Navi describes something differently depending on who they are. That's Ko. But when it comes to Zeh, Zeh is exactly a transference of what Hashem told Moshe. Why Dafka by Nadarim? And that's why it says Zeh by Moshe. Why Dafka by Nadarim? Because Nadarim is a parsha that's based on the idea that a person could create his own mitzvahs and averus. A person can make a nether to eat a hamburger. A person can make a nether not to eat a hamburger. So Nadarim is the parsha about creation. So there, I might have said, oh, so maybe Moshe Rabbeinu made up some things for his own. That's why we said Dafka here Zeh. Moshe was exactly Medaber, Shechina Medaber, as we told Grono. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Zos, and that's all the Zehs. Clarity. Okay, Vayter. So says the Gemara, that's what that Mandamar uses Zos for. V'idach, what about the other Mandamar? Six lines from the bottom. V'idach nami, mibayla look at the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Doesn't the other opinion also require it for Tana de Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Nachinami, yes. Ela treifa chayim minale. Okay, we'll try again. So what's the different source that a treifa will live 12 months? Nafkalei mi de'idach Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. From the other Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ben achaya hane'achelos, ben achaya shelo seyachel, between the chaya that should eat and the chaya that you shouldn't eat. But what do you see from there? There are chayas that are going to live that you don't eat. Elu shmona asrei treifas shnei b'lo Moshe Mitzrayim. These are the 18 treifas, but they're both chayas. That's the source. Period. So now we have the sources. So now the Gemara goes into Vesu Leka. the only trefas of the 18 in the Mishnah. There's no more. V'ha'ika baskar. What about baskar, which is the Rashi Tevis for four trefas that we're going to get to in a minute? Or v'shev shmeisa. Shev shmeisa makes the elu trefas. Right? So what about the seven sugyas of trefas, meaning there are 11 more that are not on this list. So now this amud is going to basically go through those four and seven. Here we go. So before we even explain what those are, Bishlam Alatana Didan, find our Mishnah left out the other trefas. After all, our Mishnah does not have a number. So Ditana Tana, the ones that are listed, fine. Udeshayir Asi Bezeaklal, and all the ones that are not listed in the Mishnah are included in that last line. Zeaklal Kol Sheinachaya Trefa. But according to the Tana, the Bryce on the bottom of the Amun Aleph, that says there are 18, Vesuleka, there are no more than 18, but Vahaika. But what about Behema Shenechtacharalem and Arkobo Lamala, Trefa? An animal whose leg is cut off from above the Arkuba. And animals have, different types of animals. I once saw this, it's fascinated by a camel. A camel has like four parts of his leg. We have two parts, above the knee and below the knee. So our leg bends once. But if you ever watch a camel or other animals, there's like four different parts and it folds up when they sit down. So you have to always know when we talk about that, where it's cut from, Mi'inaharkuba ulamala. So it means the joints above on the upper part of the leg. So that's also a trefa. That's the bays. That's the bays from Baskar. So that's also a trefa. Why isn't that in the Mishnah? That bays that the animal's leg is cut off. So Sava like Rav Shimon Elazar. This is an important line. No, maybe our Mishnah holds like Rav Shimon Elazar. To Amar, Yecholehi Lichaves V'Lichyos. You're able to heal that animal. You're right, if it's cut off, it'll die. But you're able to heal it. Wow. So when we talk about trefis, does that mean there is no possible for healing these? Or even if it's curable, it's still called a trefa. The Gemara here says, Meferish. At least according to Rav Shimon Elazar, if you could heal it, it's not a trefa. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Afagav the yichol of v'lichavos v'lichyos." One second, you said that even if it's able to be healed, l'man kamar. Who are you trying to explain according to? L'tan the very bishmal. Remember, we're trying to explain the brisa, not the Mishnah. Tan the very bishmal treif achayas virulei. Tan the very bishmal holds treif achaya anyway. It's going to live. So forget whether it can be healed or not. That's not the issue. Even if it can be healed, it's still called the treifa, and therefore it should be on the list. See, he only says 18. Why isn't this on the list? It's still a trefa, even if he can heal it. He holds trefa chaya anyway. So, Ella, Sava, Lakar, Shabbat, Ben Elazar, Damar, Ksheirihi. So, it must be that Rabbi Yitana, Rabbi Shmuel, holds that it's going to live, but not that it's a trefa that it's going to live, but it's that it's kosher. The fact that it could be healed, meaning it's not a trefa that you could save, but it's not even on the list, it is kosher totally. So, there's a Tana out there, Machlokas Tanoim, whether this case of Nechtachu Ragleha is considered a trefa or not. Fine. Now the Gemara says, "V'ha'ika." That's the base from Baskar. Right next, "V'ha'ika chisaron b'shidra." What about a chisaron in the spine? That also is not on the list. That's the samach from Baskar. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalos, "Kama chisaron b'shidra." How much chisaron has to there be in the shidra? What's the context of the Mishnah? We know Maseches Ahalos is all about tumas ohel. Kama chisaron b'shidra. If the entire spine and head bones are in a ohel, so that's tummy. Tumas ohel is there. How much of the spine has to be missing in order for it not to be tummy, tumas ohel? So that's the machlokas. Kama chisaron b'shidra. Beishamei omrim shtei chulios. Beishamei says, if two of the joints are missing from the spine, then it's not called a body. Beisela omrim, beisela's meko chuliachas. Even if one is missing, if one chuli is missing, so then already it's not cool, it's not matami ba'ohel. That's a machlokas of tumas ohel. But then we have the added line, v'am rav yudam shmuel, v'chein l'treifa. So too by treifa, meaning, machse machlokas, Beishamai says, if one chuli is missing, it's already considered a treifa. So, major discussion in the Tosfos here. You can look at a major discussion whether this is only applies to the Gemara. The Mishnah seems to be relating animals and people. Could we compare trefas of animals and people? Because the Mishnah in all this is about Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel is applied by a person, and then Vachin LeTreifas applying to animals. So that's a big discussion. 2 days in Tosfos here. But you see from here, this Chisaron B'Shidra. Why isn't that on the list? So the Gemara says, Hamseis ubeis akosos, the kachashavta lehu betarti. There were two in the Mishnah, the two different stomachs that had a hole in it. Chashvinu b'chada, put those together. So that's why there's only 17. And afik chada v'ayil chada, so that takes one off, so you can put this one in. So that equals 18. That equals 18. So we save the day. He says 18. Isn't this an extra one? So add this in. Says the Gemara, Bohika Galuda. What about Galuda? This is the Gimel of the Baskar. Galuda means an animal that's totally skinned. And an animal that its entire skin is off. Maybe it got burned. The entire skin is off. That's also a trefa. So the Gemara says, Savala Kirby Meir de Machshir. No, Meir says that's not a trefa. That might be a nevela. But it's not a trefa. V'yayika charusa. What about charusa? What's charusa? Rashi explains where one of the lungs is shriveled up. That also is a trefa. So why isn't that on the list? So Gemara says, Mara Manktanila. We're going to take another one out. Mara, the gallbladder. Who said that one? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, that's only again, one Tana says that, Chita. Afik Mara, Vayal Charusa. So take Mara out. That's a Machlokas Tanoim, and Tana Rabbi Shaw would have Charusa instead, which everybody agrees to. So far, so good. We had the 18, and we're still covered. Let's just finish first, and then I want to mention one more point. V'ha'ika Shev Shmait. So what about the seven? The seven other trefas. Da'amar Amasna. List them all. Ha'ibuka Da'atzma. D'shafmi Duchte Trefa. The ball of the thigh that went out of its place is a trefa. It's a dislocated leg of the animal. That's a trefa. V'yamar Rachish Bar Papa. Famous from Siyums this time of year. Mishmei Derav. Luxa bikulya achas trefa. If one of the kidneys has a problem, it's a trefa. Vitznan. Number three. Nital atchol kshera. If the entire spleen is removed, it's kosher. They used to take, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, they used to take spleens out in order to make people run faster. For some reason. The Adoniyahu, I think, they've got the spleens to make them run faster. Okay. Usually. Right, usually the spleen we say is good for antibiotics. Okay. The Amar Abavir Meshay the Rava, Loshana Ella Nita, Venikev Trefa, only if it's totally out, but if it has a hole, it's a Trefa. The Amar Abba Bachana Meshmuel, this is just a list of the seven, the Shev Shmaitzes, as in the Sefer. Simanim Shini Daldalu Baruba Trefa, if most of the Simanim become detached, it's a Trefa. Right, this relates to like Hagrama. The Amar Rabba Bar Shela Amar Rab Masna Amar Shmuel, Ne'ekrat Sela Me'ikara, if one of the ribs becomes uprooted. In the Mishnah we had, if most of the ribs are still attached, but they're broken. This is a different one. If one of it is uprooted, trefa. V'gulgolash nechbasa baruba. If a skull is mostly crushed, ubasar hachofa esrova keres barubo, or most of the flesh that covers one of the stomachs, trefa. Question mark. So what? How could Tana the Rabbi Shmuel say there were 18? There are seven more here. So the Gemara says, Nukuve Tvanyahave. If you look back in the Mishnah, there were eight that were punctured. Chashvinhu Bachad. Make those eight into one. Nakuv. Right? Afik Shave. I'll shave. Take out those seven and put in seven. Ai Hachi. One second. You're putting all the nekevs together? So put all the cuts together. Yachi Psuki Nami Treyav. There are two psuks. Chashvinhu Bachad. Batzaluchada. So take one of those away. So now you're too short. And also one of the seven is a nakuf. So you're too short. So the Gemara said, no problem. Ela hanach tarti da'afkis lo tefa. Remember we took two out earlier because we said, oh, the chaluda. So take those two out and you'll have 18 altogether. Just to end off with a fascinating machlokas, and that is the Minchas Chinuch discusses. In the world of Ritzicha, murder, if Reuven makes Shimon a trefa and he lives for another 6 months, is he chayiv misa? So if he makes him a goses, it's pretty clear, says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Daled, makes him a goses, even though Rov goses in Lamisa, he's not Chayim Misa. Meaning, what's the nafka mina? If somebody, he says, what if Reuven makes Shimon a trefa, and the next day, Shimon gets killed by somebody else? So the second person is not Chayim Misa, because he killed a trefa. Is the first person Chayim Misa? Minchas Chinuch says yes. Minchas Chinuch says, Bezdin would put Reuven to death, because he was, trefa is going to die. So he's going to make, and the stipler, other Achronim say, if he lives for 6 months, so he made him a trefa, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, but Bezdin is going to put him to death? That's a fascinating machlokas. Again, two questions. Could we compare Hilchos Trefas of animals and people? And even if we say we can, does it apply to other areas of halacha? That's the big discussion of Minchas Chinuch and Lamed Daled, Mitzvah Lamed Daled, Os, Hey. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue with Eilu Trefas.